A relatively active weather pattern is expected to get underway next week across parts of the Midwest that will raise some question as to whether or not there will be much in the way of early season fieldwork taking place in the lower parts of the Midwest. Most of the region is going to see a high frequency of small weather disturbances moving through the region that will disrupt the opportunity to get into some of the field. The precipitation may not be heavy, but its mere presence and milder temperatures will be around as well will be a bit of a deterrent for some field work across parts of the region, and there will be times when it will be greater precipitation than at others. Down further to the south, in portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin and parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and for that matter, even in portions of the interior southeastern states, we are going to see some improvement to the spring planting outlook after recent rains that have set back field work in many locations. So go forward through the weekend and into next week, we will see progress made in some of those areas. Soil temperatures across the Midwest are still a bit on the chilly side, and until that changes, we will also have a more reason to stay out of the fields than going into them for a while, because there's no big warm-up slated for the region for a while. We are going to encounter a little bit of precipitation, though, and most of that which comes on here for the first few days, the forecast are certainly not going to be very impressive. The majority of the Midwest will still see a generally quiet weather pattern through the weekend, but after that, things may change a bit. Our first disturbance is going to be impacting the region will be a weak little disturbance that will come behind the cold air mass that we're dealing with here today. Temperatures across the Midwest this morning are a bit nippier than they've been in some of the upper Midwest, where teens, even some upper single-digit readings have been reported in the upper Mississippi River Basin and parts of the Red River Basin of the north. Most other temperatures across the Midwest this morning fell into the 20s and some 30s near the Ohio River Basin, and we'll see those temperatures at least 10 degrees cooler as we go forward through the week. Lowest temperatures tomorrow morning will probably be in the teens and 20s in quite a few locations across the region. Most of those teens, though, will be in the north half of the Midwest, possibly getting down into parts of southern Indiana and parts of southern Ohio. Some single-digit readings will occur across portions of Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and that will likely be as far south as that takes place. Sunday morning, we'll see frost and freezes again occurring all the way down into the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Carolinas, northern Georgia, and some of this will be a little bit later than usual, but not likely to be problematic because of the cool bias we've had here in recent weeks. The wheat crop is not far enough advanced to be seriously hurt from the cold weather, but most of the Midwest chill will likely further reduce some of the soil temperatures across the region, adding more reason for us to not necessarily be into the fields quite so quickly in early April as many would like to have occur. The temperatures will start to warm up a little bit as we move into next week. The lowest temperatures during the middle part of next week will be 30s and 40s in the north and 40s and 50s in the south. Our afternoon highs will get a little bit warmer as time moves along as well, but today and tomorrow we'll be looking at highs only in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, certainly to the east of the Missouri River. Areas to the west will be heating up. In fact, most of hard red winter wheat country will see 70 and 80 degree highs tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see 60s and 70s for the duration of the weekend and into next week. The highest temperatures in the Midwest will probably take place Monday into Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and that time we'll see 50s and 60s across the northern parts of the region, while some of the southern areas will see 60s and lower 70s. So there is hope for warming across the region, but precipitation will be increasing, as I stated before. We'll have a storm system moving into the region as we go through Sunday into Monday. It'll be a quick moving frontal boundary, and then another system will likely come into the region as we get into mid to late week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.